Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Turton School Parent Podcast. My name is Mrs. Biffle and during this podcast we are discussing new beginnings and the start of the GCSE year. Today we'll all be about year groups 7, 10 and 12 as these year groups all share that they are embarking on new starts. Be that the excitement of year 7, the importance of year 10 or the independence of year 12. Today we're going to welcome Miss Alcock, Head of Year 7, who will talk to you about what Year 7 will look like for your child and inform you of useful information for the following year. Miss Smith, Head of Year 10, who will talk about the difference between Key Stage 3 and Key Stage 4 and the importance of making a good start to their GCSEs. And finally, we'll be welcoming Miss Smith, Head of Year 12, who will talk about how her year group has settled in and useful information about Year 12 and the Sixth Form. We hope you find the Parent Podcast useful, and if you need to get in touch, please do so through the contacts page on the school website.
Hello, my name's Beth Alcock and I'm the Pastoral Head of Year for Year 7. I wanted to spend some time today to talk with you about why Year 7 is so important. Pupils have started a 5 to 7 year journey with us, and Year 7 is important in the fact that we must embed those new routines early on in their transition. The pupils are learning to navigate the long corridors, a new timetable, and forming relationships with friends, peers, and teachers alike. They have been given the freedom and a new responsibility to take this opportunity to start afresh. And my gosh, the students have done an exceptionally good job. They have settled in so well. They are keen to please and are meeting every single expectation, whether that be arriving to lessons on time, ensuring that they are fully equipped for the day, or wearing a beautiful uniform consistently throughout the week. I am blown away in how well they've transitioned, and I look forward to working with them for the rest of the year to ensure that they are readily prepared for Year 8 and the years to come. How can you help us help them? So pupils currently are receiving homework for 4 of their new subjects, and they will be writing in their homework weekly to ensure that they are meeting the deadlines for their following lessons. It would be really, really helpful if you took the time to check that your child has completed that homework so that they are prepared for their following lesson. It would also really help us if you are checking your emails, because we are sending you varied correspondence, ensuring that you are up to date with what your child is up to whilst they're with us or upcoming events. As always, please do get in touch if you have any queries or issues that you'd like us to support with. Your child's form tutor has taken the time to get to know your child on an individual basis. They are the first port of call, but of course, I am also here to support, and my email address can be accessed on the Turton website. Please do not hesitate to get in touch with us if there is anything that we can do to help.
Hello, I'm Laura Smith and I'm Head of Year 10 at Turton School. Now that your child has transitioned into Key Stage 4, I wanted to talk you through a few things that might help you to support them through this vital part of their schooling. We can't avoid the fact that the next 2 academic years culminate in potentially the biggest exams your child will ever sit, all concentrated over a very short period of time, which is intense to say the least. It's part of my role to do everything I can to ensure all students get the best possible outcomes. Whilst we have an intricate understanding at Turton that a key part of our role is to deliver a moral and social education, ultimately, academic attainment is one of the factors your child will be measured on in the real world. The worst thing that could happen on results day is for your child to open their results and have door after door closed to them. The best thing that could happen is that they open their results and every door, every option is available so that they can go out into the world to do whatever they want to do, because they will spend many years of their life at work, and there is nothing more frustrating than being in a job where you don't feel rewarded and fulfilled. Year 10 students have come back mature, organised and ready to take on the challenge. We have a rigorous schedule of registration activities across the week and have set a high standard of what we expect from Year 10 regarding punctuality, equipment and uniform. This rigour is delivered with the best possible intention, and students know exactly what to expect at the start of each day, and group tutors hold students to account on the small things so they are ready to learn when they get to class. One of the biggest questions you might have at this stage of your child's education is, how can I help? As a starting point, it's really important that students comprehend that GCSE courses in all subjects begin on the very first day of Year 10. It's a common misconception that Year 10 is a grace period and they don't need to put in 110% until Year 11, but that reality couldn't be further from the truth. If you're able to reinforce this message at home and build habits that reflect this high-stakes period of education, we really see that students benefit from that. If students get the little things right, then the big things take care of themselves. But of course, teenagers often need a bit of help getting into and maintaining those good habits. If you can help your child to get the basics right all the time, this means they're in the best mindset for learning when they reach the classroom. Being on time every morning, having the right equipment, including the planner to record the detail of more independent homework, all of it really helps. We really do welcome and encourage you to work with us, working in partnership with school and making sure we're all on the same page to deliver a consistent message can be a fundamental to your child feeling supported and in turn, their success. Please do contact us if you have any questions or worries at all, academically or pastorally. You're welcome to run things by myself and Mr. Guest, our Year 10 mentor, whether that's on the phone, by email, or if you'd like to come in and see us. We will always endeavour to get back to you as soon as we can and do all we can to support your child. You will have received an email at the start of the academic year from your child's form tutor. Again, please don't hesitate to contact them. They are the first face your child sees every morning, and they will let you know if there are any issues with punctuality or equipment so we can nip this in the bud. We do hold a Year 10 Parents Evening very on in the academic year because we recognise the importance of students getting off to the best start. However, if you have any worries or questions pertaining to specific subjects prior to Parents Evening or after, even if you'd just like a little bit of feedback on how your child is doing in class, I'd really encourage you to contact subject staff directly too. I'm looking forward to supporting Year 10 on this really important journey, and we will endeavour to do all we can to make sure they feel encouraged, supported, and achieve outcomes they are truly proud of.
Hello, my name's Vicky Smith and I am head of Year 12 at Turton. What I'd like to talk to you today a little bit about is the challenges that students face moving from Key Stage 4, doing their GCSEs, into Sixth Form, Key Stage 5, and studying for A-levels. You can't underestimate how challenging it is for many students to go from studying multiple subjects with a lot of guidance and support to studying A-levels where they're expected to be more of an independent learner. So a huge focus of my role and many others in the Sixth Form team is to help students become independent learners, looking at how they need to organise themselves, how they revise and study for their subjects outside of the classrooms. And we encourage that to be on their own initiative. So while students within Year 12 have free periods, we call them study periods, and we encourage students to use that time wisely, to do their homework within school, if possible, to reduce the amount they have to do outside of school, because students should be well-rounded. We don't want it all to be about work. We want them to go home, yes, get their work out the way, but also to have lives. We encourage extracurricular activities. We encourage them to socialise, but at the same time, it has to be once their work is done. Sixth Form is about enabling students to reach their next step. in their journey. And typically at Turton, that might be a student wishing to go to university or taking up an apprenticeship, or it could indeed be going into the world of work. So our main job here in Turton Sixth Form is to prepare them for that future in whatever ways we can. And we do that through an extensive tutorial programme, but also, as I say, by guiding them into becoming the independent students that they need to be for their next steps. Sixth form, I would hope, is one of the most enjoyable times in their educational career. They've chosen the subjects they wish to study. Yes, the step up is challenging, but I very much hope that it is a valuable learning experience for them, and that at the end of it, they get to go where they want to go, and that we enable them and facilitate them to be able to do that. If anyone has any questions about Turton Sixth Form, please do get in touch. As I say, don't underestimate, it's a challenging step, but it's a very worthwhile one. And I look forward to see the current year 12, how they grow and where they end up going in 18 months' time, not long at all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Turton Parent Podcast, and feel free to provide any comments or feedback for future editions via our email, info@turton.uk.com.